This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Tell us what's on your mind. We're in Washington, D.C. today for the March for Life, along with the University of Mary folks. Talked last hour with the president of the University of Mary, Dr. Father John Monsignor, James Shea. Chuck from St. Anthony just sent me a note and said, Father James Shea, at our wedding in 2006, so this would be 10 years ago, and he looks a little younger. He's not here for me to razz him anymore, but it was a photo of him. And I think he's having a beer, Todd, if I'm not mistaken. You look close, but it looks to me like it's a beer. And that's okay. And then he shows me a photo of his family today, and he said, this is the result of that day that he married us. He and his wife and 1, 2, 3, 4 beautiful little children there. So thank you, Chuck, for sending that from St. Anthony. Love the good folks in St. Anthony. Love hearing from you. Think of you often, and we'll continue to until the long nightmare, Dakota Access Pipeline protests are in our rearview mirror, our history. Day 170 today. It continues. I don't know if you feel this way or not, and maybe if I was in Cannonball or St. Anthony living this, having my life disrupted as some members of our armed forces and National Guard and the sheriff's deputies, Highway Patrol, and others that have been consumed with this, I might feel a little differently. But it feels to me as though, there's two schools of thought. One school of thought is as soon as Donald Trump signed that presidential memorandum, and the result of that most likely will be, as I've said earlier, I believe it's already signed and literally just a matter of being announced, and within days it's going to happen. The permit's going to be approved. Construction is going to resume. There will be court action, and who knows what happens there. But this thing's moving along. Now, the one school of thought is it escalates, it ramps back up, it is exactly where it was last time. Maybe the only difference, there's federal law enforcement involved this time, which were refused by the Obama administration, but otherwise pretty much the same thing. The other is, without the benefit of the camp to stage all this unlawful protest and eco-terrorism, it's a little more difficult, and they also have the benefit of knowing all the tricks from last time, so you can do checkpoints and everything else. I think it's the latter. I don't think this thing is going to ramp back up to the degree that it did before, personally. I don't. But there's a few dead-enders that are still trying. I just put up a photo on my Facebook page of a link to more fake news released by professional protesters. And they have a photo, they say, is of a water protector shot in the back. Who is protecting and serving whom? And they have a gentleman with all kinds of large, awful-looking bloody welts on his back. Well, we've already unearthed the fact that this is a photo from a 2011 article. Okay? So they go find articles, they put it up, and they lie. Quit lying. Stop the misinformation. Leave the camps before you start more violence. And, of course, the snow thawing, the flood coming, the waste and garbage, now an ecological disaster. I mean, If you honor the earth, do the right thing and shut this thing down. You can check it out on our Facebook page. But there's a lot of it out there. But I just feel as though this is going to quiet down a little bit. We'll talk a little bit more about that with Chris Berg, 6:30 Point of View, coming up here in just a little bit. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments as well. And as I mentioned, we're at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. So we are also embedding with the students watching a wonderful operation the University of Mary has put together to have these students lead the March for Life that will take place in a couple of hours. Jerome Richter is a couple of blocks from us, down on the mall in the middle of the action with all the students getting them staged to get ready from the University of Mary. Jerome, of course, the vice president with the University of Mary and regularly with us, and Monsignor Shea on our UMary broadcast. So the University of Mary studios are usually back in Bismarck at K-Fire 550, but for today they're in Washington, D.C. We brought them along. Jerome, how's it looking on the mall?
It's wonderful, Scott. Hey, thanks for having us on. I'm standing backstage with our student speaker, Katrina Gallick. The crowd is getting all jazzed up. They're playing a little music. It's a wonderful day. It's nice and sunny out here in our nation's capital.
So what's the mood like down on the mall? Obviously, the actual program begins about an hour or so, but the march is still a couple hours away, and everybody gathered. What kind of mood are you sensing down there?
The mood that I'm sensing, especially around with the youth, is a sense of joy. These are wonderful young people. They're very happy to be here, to be able to stand up for life, to show respect for life, and also to let the world know, the country know, that this generation wants something better than what we produce for them. They want a generation that respects all of life from conception until death. And so it's very powerful to be with these young people that are witnessing in such a beautiful way. Very inspiring to me personally, and I hope to many others.
I have a Facebook Live video up of the students on the steps of St. Patrick's Church in Washington, D.C. here shortly after Cardinal Dolan celebrated Mass with Monsignor Shea and a number of other North Dakota priests as well. And you really get a sense, the video is up so you can check it out, that there is a lot of joy. And, I mean, they're singing fun chants and having a grand time, so it's really neat. I hope folks check it out. If people are watching at home today, what should they watch for to know they're looking at the University of Mary? It's kind of hard to miss when you're carrying the banner, I guess, but you've got some fun caps on the kids so folks can spot them from home, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, naturally, we are people that want to stick out and show the world what we're doing, and the University of Mary colors do a good job of that. We have royal blue and nice blaze orange, and so you can look for about 600 of those beanies walking on the march. With kids holding up signs, as you said, singing and chanting and having a good time going down the avenue. So very much looking forward to it. But we have this is all student-led. What's really inspiring to me is I've been able to sit back and kind of take it in. Anne DeJacques, who is our student coordinator of this, has done a fabulous job. She has a team of about 50 students. They put it all together from start to finish, from leaving Bismarck all the way out here to the rally. So a huge honor for the University of Mary to be leading this. And you'll see us right front and center as we go down.
All right, you mentioned Katrina's going to speak, and we're going to chat with her in just a moment here. But explain now what will happen with this program. Vice President Pence actually going to be on the stage, so there's a bunch of security down there. What's happening when? When will Katrina speak? When will the Vice President speak? What do you know about that?
Well, we're not 100% sure the order yet. We've been told to kind of wait. They have people gathering around here. I'm standing with all kinds of dignitaries. And the security, as you know, because the vice president is going to be speaking, is a little extra high. And so a lot of security, a lot of police, Secret Service walking around, kind of getting people into their right places. And so I'm guessing the vice president will probably be last, and Katrina will probably be, you know, first, second, third speaker, somewhere in there. You know, they'll do a greeting, and then I think she's up.
And tell us how Katrina was chosen to speak.
Well, Katrina was chosen to speak as a student in the University of Mary. And so last year, if the listeners remember, there was a bad blizzard that hampered the March for Life. But as true North Dakotans, blizzards don't bother us. And so we arrived in good numbers. And then when they left, they got caught in the blizzard. And one of them, being Monsignor Shea, were on the Pennsylvania Turnpike for 24 hours. And that got a lot of national and international press. And I think from that and our relationship with those at the National March for Life organization, they said this school has been coming faithfully. They surely are for life, which is even their motto. This would be a great group to lead the march. And so with the University of Mary leading the march, naturally, one of our students should be speaking. And Katrina was chosen through kind of, if you will, a simple vetting process of administration at the University of Mary, and then also the organizers. And so we're very proud of Katrina. She's a wonderful person who has a great beauty and confidence in her, especially when she speaks of something so near and dear to her heart.
Is Katrina nearby you there?
She is. She's standing right here next to me.
All right, we better chat with her.
All right, excellent. God bless, Scott. Thank you. To all the
Thank you, Jerome.
Keep praying for us.
That's awesome. That's great. All right. Katrina, Hello. Can you hear me? How are you?
Yes, I can. Hi. Great. How are
you? All right. So tell us what you're going to tell the world in a few minutes.
So my speech is really going to be a message to hope for all the people who have dedicated so much of their lives to this movement, and a call to my own generation to really to stand up and take ownership of this movement. It's something that that means so much to me personally, and to really encourage my peers to do the same. And it's also a message, too, that if we want this culture of life that goes beyond just policies, that it really comes from a personal change. It's a change in our own heart to treat every life with dignity and the respect that it deserves. And so we're encouraging them to really live by that.
Well, that's a great message, and I know you'll do great. So we'll look for you on the stage. Looking forward to it, and do great, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Katrina. One of the students from the University of Mary, 650-plus here at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. More coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Mark T. Wagner at ND Estate Services works with families and individuals all across North Dakota. He'll equip you to protect your estate from third-party entities, preserve your financial assets from care facilities, and pass on your entire estate in the most tax-efficient way possible, bypassing probate court. Call or text Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Or go online to ndestateservices.com. That's ndestateservices.com. You'll be glad you did.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Giving you choice at the pump and some great deals always, including the 4-for-4 special. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, always hot, always delicious. Single topping, pepperoni, sausage, what should I go with? I love it. two cookies and a 20-ounce drink, four items, $4. It's the best deal in town. Find Effective Serve USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Chris Berg is here. Host of Point of View with Chris Berg. You're going to watch it tonight. Western Minnesota and Eastern North Dakota on KX4 at 6:30. Western North Dakota, you can watch at 10:30. West Dakota Fox. So I saw a piece of your show yesterday. I believe it was yesterday or the day before. You correct me. In which you were quite critical of Senator Heidi Heitkamp for her recent commentary related to the Dakota Access Pipeline and Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. And I'm the exact opposite. I think she's finally waking up and realized that she needs to, you know, I think she's been silent for far too long, but never mind. Put that in the rearview mirror. She's joined the party. She's recognizing common sense, and she is where the vast majority of North Dakotans have been all along on this. So isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, that is a good thing. But where's been the bridge then? I mean, like you said this from day one. If there's anybody in the state right now that should be a bridge builder between the Native American communities and the energy development in North Dakota and North Dakota as a whole, and by the way, and maybe most importantly, the farmers and ranchers down there that have had challenges and issues, why is she not stepping in there and being the bridge builder? That was my point. Now she's standing on one side of the aisle rather than saying, hey, let's bring these two things together. And I think if I'm a Native American person, I am extremely disappointed in how she's handled this situation, and I want to give a big shout-out because I've been saying this since the end of August, early September is when I went to Sacred Stone Camp, saying, hey, why doesn't the governor just go down there, sit with these people eye-to-eye, and have a conversation? And yesterday, or whenever it was, Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, went down there and did that for a five-hour meeting. I spoke with Chairman Archambault yesterday at length. He said it was an outstanding meeting. Everyone there was ecstatic to have him there. And so I give a big shout-out and a tip of the hat to Governor Burgum for being that bridge builder when it should have been Heidi Heitkamp months ago.
Well, look, I agree with you. She clearly didn't want to pick a side, and now she's decided to pick a side. Heidi Heitkamp is a political animal. She gets up every day and makes every decision based on what is best for her political future. That's just how she operates. That's what's in her DNA. Now, that doesn't make her a bad person, right? I mean, I agree with her very little on political things, but she's a good person. But she's a political animal. And, I'm just not surprised by this at all. And in the end, she picked right. So I'm going to say at least she's now where she needs to be. I think she
This is the whole problem with this dialogue. Because right now, people are perpetuating a conversation that you have to be either or. Look, I am pro-energy and I'm pro-Native American. I don't think a dichotomous situation. I think that this is a situation where you can be both.
I got to take exception with you, though.
She's making the right choice. The choice means that you're cutting something else off. I don't think this is a choice.
I think you were saying she was making the wrong choice because Native Americans got elected.
No.
Now she's throwing them under the bus. That's what I took from your comments.
Who brought you to the dance? She won by just over 2,900 votes. Rick Berg did not step a foot on a Native American reservation during that campaign. Who put her over the top? It was a Native American vote. And now when you've got a historic event, for the first time in 140 years, you've got the most tribal nations ever in one place, and you don't say boo? When I had Chase Iron Eyes on my show, he and I spoke afterwards, and I said, hey, has Senator Heitkamp reached out to you on all this? He said, well, she threw a little fundraiser when I first announced in D.C. for me, but since then hadn't even picked up the phone to call her congressional Democrat candidate. Give me a break. And he's a Native American from Standing Rock.
Maybe she had a Oppo research file on him and you know.
Then don't run him. You're the leader of the Democrat Party. Then say but don't run.
Look, the Democratic Party can meet in a phone booth in North Dakota. There's no such thing as organization. They take a live warm body to run. And sadly, Chase Iron Eyes proved that. Who every single day on Facebook this day just disgraces himself. And you know, it's a really strange situation. I've interviewed him before. I've had him on. I've had the guy begging me for airtime. Okay, and put him on and says some interesting things. Now he goes on and he is a full throated eco terrorist on social media. But isn't wanting to talk to any mainstream media. He's phoning in that, trying to get him on. I think it's unbelievable. I want to talk a little bit more about the governor, though, because I think you're exactly right. I think not only did Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Sanford go down and spend all the hours in the middle of this trying to unwind all the different angles of this thing. You know, most governors that would do that would go down there and talk. Right. And lecture.
Yep.
And everything else. Now, some of these folks need a lecture, but I don't think the governor is right now in a position to go pound a finger in anybody's chest. He's managing a very volatile situation. And he went down there with his lieutenant governor for 5 hours. And you know what he did?
He listened. And that's what I'm saying. And Scott, this is what I'm getting at. If you're a political animal, you're going to go, meeting Senator Heitkamp, you're going to go with the people that brought it in. Two examples I want to share with you that are so critical to what you're saying. Talking to Chairman Archambault, there were people at that meeting asking our governor, hey, are we citizens of this state? That's part of their conversation in their head. I'm not saying it's right, but it's there. He addressed that by listening, by recognizing, by acknowledging these people, by being there and looking them in the eyes. I think that was outstanding. The other thing that you need to know is that Phyllis Young, an elder there, stood up during this meeting, gave a bunch of kudos to Quentin Burdick, and apparently, according to Sherman Archambault, this is a woman that speaks her mind, doesn't give a lot of compliments, and ranted and raved about Doug Burgum, the governor, being there. You don't think that's going to pick up? And I'm not saying, but if we're talking political animal, that just sealed some votes on that reservation for Republicans. And that's what I'm saying, how you can just leave these people in the dust after everything they've done for you, meaning Senator Heitkamp. I just think that's wrong.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. I'm just saying I think in the end what she's saying is where the majority of North Dakotans are. She's not maneuvering it. She's been caught. She's been caught between, okay, unions, you know, Native Americans, and do I want to get out too front? Do I not? I mean, when you are a political operative first and a citizen of the state and elected leader second, that's what happens to you. You get caught. But I'm just saying she's arriving at the right spot. It's just is right spot in the sense that's where the majority of North Dakotans are. She could have certainly done like Governor Burgum's done. I'm going to agree with you there completely.
But
yeah.
When you are in a position of governorship, meaning you're governing people, you have to govern all your constituents, not just some of them. And to pick, as you're saying, what I'm hearing you say, at least, is she's picking a side and the right one. That's not what you do in that situation. You build a bridge because all these people are your constituents.
Yeah, and that's why I think some folks need to realize, even about Governor Burgum, there's been a fair amount of rumbling about why all this outreach to the Native Americans, why, well, you know, what, and mind you, he was down, you know, met with the farmers and ranchers at an event that Farm Bureau and Julie Ellingson from Stockman's arranged. So he's talked to the neighbors, he's been there, he's done the very same thing there as well. I think he's listening to everybody, and I think he's doing a fantastic job. This is a very difficult situation. We are days away from that permit being issued. It's already been signed, my sources tell me, signed. It's just on somebody's desk to get kicked out. So it's coming. Let's hope it stays manageable this time. Chris, thanks a bunch. Watch Chris tonight, folks. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Off to Norway we go, folks. June 19th through July 2nd. Scott Hannon here. My wife Maria and I and the entire family are headed for a Best of Norway Midnight Sun Celebration. June 19th through July 2nd with Carol Juven from Juven Tours. So, Carol, tell me a little bit about how your tours work. What do you do?
We traveled throughout the fjord country and the three larger cities in Norway to enjoy the people. And believe me, it's as exciting as it can be when you get in their homes, you get to their farms. And believe me, with all of the food included, it can't be better.
14-day first-class tour, first-class hotels, breakfast, dinners, the ferry and train costs. Enormous beauty. Breathtaking beauty as well from Norway. Hurry, the deadline's fast approaching. Call now, 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093, Carol Juven and the team at Juven Tours. Headed to Norway, June 19th through July 2nd.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc?
herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
To the hide-to-hide camp coming out yesterday, you know, wanting some money from the federal government. First thing I heard that was, you know what, she's been absent for so long, now Trump's the president. I think she's doing it just to, you know, to win favor with the Democrats, you know, in the Senate. I'm just wondering why all of a sudden now she didn't have the nerve to ask Barack Obama for any money. But she's going to stand up to the evil Donald Trump. That's how I look at it. Now, is it the right thing to do? Yes. But the timing says everything to me. I agree with Chris. You guys have a good day. Bye.
That's a very good element that I hadn't considered. Right? She's not pounding the table for the Obama administration, which one of the things I've always said about Senator Heitkamp is the value to having a Democrat in the delegation when there is a Democratic president is your calls get answered, your emails get returned, where Republicans are not going to. So use it for the benefit of your constituents. She didn't. Okay? So, your good point. Now she's saying, give us the money, give us the money, give us the money, but wasn't saying that to Obama. That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. My only thing is I'm going to say, look, if you do the wrong thing 9 times and I keep telling you it's wrong all 9 times, and then the 10th time you say, you know, I agree and I'm going to do it, to me, rather than say, why in the world did it take you 9 times? I don't care. I don't care. Okay, good. Let's move on. You got it right. Let's move on. And I think to the extent that she's saying this needs to end, it needs to, you know, finally speaking out for whatever reason, I believe it was political, but whatever reason she would muster, it is what it is. That's where I'm coming from. But you do raise a good point there. All right, another call from a listener on our, by the way, we're in Washington, D.C. We are a block off the National Mall, and in about 25 minutes we'll be speeding down the block here to join the masses from the University of Mary and a number of schools all throughout North Dakota. I did mention at least once the schools that were here, but this caller says we're not mentioning them enough, and that's fine by me. Roll that call, Ted.
Hey, Scott, appreciating your being able to tell us about the march out there in D.C., but it's just not U of Mary, and maybe they're sponsoring you, but it would be nice if you could let people know that there's students from St. Mary's High School, Bishop Ryan, Trinity, and also Shanley from North Dakota that are out there. They're all marching together. They got big numbers, but it would be nice to let people know that it's just more than U of Mary students. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks very much for mentioning that. We have embedded with the University of Mary, and we really appreciate our partnership with U of Mary's listeners to our mothership flagship station, 550 K-Fire, know, the University of Mary Studios resides at 550 K-Fire, right? So there's a good partnership there. And they are wonderful folks. We're doing this Virtuous Leadership Recognition Award now with the University of Mary and doing regular broadcasts out there when we recognize the good folks from the University of Mary with our friends at McKinsey Energy Partners and finding good, virtuous leaders across the state. So, yes, we have a partnership with the University of Mary that we value, but nothing intentional at all by having not mentioned the other schools enough because I think it's great. And I know how it is. Our daughter's here. She goes to Shanley. So I'm not trying to slight Shanley. I'm not trying to slight St. Mary's or Trinity or any of them. So I'm glad you called. And that's why we ask you to tell us what's on your mind. Hey, you're not saying the other schools enough. That's fine. If I was a parent, I'd be saying the same thing. I just think it's incredible that students are here on the mall in the nation's capital standing up for life. Students, youngsters, youth, this is the difference. When we're dead and buried, if these youngsters succeed, they'll be able to do something that we have not been able to do. And the youth movement within the life movement's pretty extraordinary. It really is. Telephone calls welcome, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Give me a ring. Let me know what's on your mind. We caught up with Kyle, who is one of the students from the University of Mary. Kyle Martin is on the mall as we speak. Kyle, how's it going down there?
It's wonderful, wonderful. It's very electric and very loud, so I apologize ahead of time.
That's all right. We like it loud. That's okay. So what's been the highlight so far for you?
Oh, I think just being here right now, it's just so electric. So many people just on fire for life. And it's just so fun to be a part of this once again. This is my second march, and, it's just amazing.
So where are you from, Kyle?
I'm from Aberdeen, South Dakota, but I'm here with the University of Mary.
No, I knew that, but I was just curious where you're from. You're a South Dakota student going to U Mary, second year you've been to the March for Life. And what do you want people back home to know about why this is important to you and the other students at the University of Mary and other students from all across the region that are here?
Sure. I think that it's really just it's a duty as human beings to come and to speak up for those who don't have a voice, to protect the dignity, sanctity of every human life, from conception to natural death. It's something that's bigger than ourselves, really. It's an opportunity to come together as a collective whole and be a voice, hundreds of thousands strong, and to be a voice for the voiceless, and to promote a culture of life where all lives have meaning and all lives are worth living, whether it's an unborn baby, in the sanctuary of whom the elderly, they're everyday people like you and I. It's a very important thing to me. And,
Well said. Well said. I think, I've never thought of it as a duty before, but you're right, it is, right? I mean, this is like you're walking down the side of the road and somebody doubled over and in pain and in need of help. What do? You help them. It's a duty to help them as a fellow citizen, as a fellow human being. This is no different. This is a but to have the wherewithal at a young age as a college student to see it as a duty is inspiring. Very, very, very inspiring. Well, Kyle, we'll let you get back to the fun there. We appreciate you chatting with us. Have a great day today, okay?
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Kyle Martin, one of the University of Mary students that's on the mall as we speak. Paul in Minot, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, guys, and thanks for representing us and from North Dakota. I'm very, very glad that you went there and all the students that went there, and it's very deep to my mind. And I'm kind of a lot like you, Scott. I could talk about this a whole lot more often than we are, but I just had one quick analysis for you. And then I'll let somebody else call. But, and I believe I sent this to you maybe, is, you know, they say that once your heart stops, you're dead, right?
I think that's a medical fact. Sure, right, yeah.
Sure, okay, so once your heart starts, you're alive, right?
I'll go with you on that, too.
Yeah, so, you know, it's clear and cut. As soon as that heart starts beating, you're a live human, and you should never, never have that taken away. I don't care if it's inside the belly or outside the belly. Once that heart is beating, you are alive.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's another good analogy. I think everybody's got to pick one that they stick with. I mentioned earlier that for me it was that you know, that passage in the Bible that talks about, I knew you before I formed you in your in your mother's womb. And so then you hear stories about, like, everything, color of your eyes, how many hairs you're going to have, everything about you is decided at the moment of conception. So, this is what I'm going to be. That's his plan for me. And to then have that disrupted out of, you know, for birth control or convenience or, you know, whatever, is you're disrupting a plan that's bigger than you. And that's what I get my mind wrapped around, to say, wow, 58 million times that's happened since Roe versus Wade. What is the consequence of that? What is the price we'll pay for that? Right.
Oh, and, absolutely. Absolutely. And I just wanted to leave quick, bring that up to you, and you're right on. And that's an analogy that really has hit home to me. So I've been kind of beating my drum on that one.
That's a good one. I appreciate your call, and it sounds to me like your heart's pumping away and you're full of life. So thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks, and thank you too, Todd.
Thank you.
now you've really gotten the prize for the day, Paul. By golly, you gave Todd, the radio guy, the shout out there. Good for you. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate the call.
Paul, you're the man, Paul.
800-228-0550. Heidi was protecting Obama, says a texter. Who cares what she says now? It really doesn't make a difference, and she knows it's going to get done with or without her, so don't give her any more credit. She is fake and an opportunist. Goodbye, Heidi. This texter said hi to Manny. So We're really getting cool. Some kind listeners remembering all the people that really make this program go.
Okay, now, let's give Rev some love here now. Come on.
Yeah, well, I will give Rev love because he is in the process of getting an answer to this text that we got during the break. And the text said we got this, I guess, on Facebook, on KFAR's Facebook page, right? And, some days. Here it is. Hi, Scott. Just wondering if you could maybe check into how come some of the National Guard have not been paid in 6 weeks. This hits close to home for me, as I know for a fact that some have not been paid. I hope that's not true, but we'll find out what's going on there. So we have that's where Rev, shout out. Give it up for Rev, guys. Woo, 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 woo.
There we go. Rev's the man.
Rev is, he's on it. He's on it. Okay. I so agree with the guest you had on about Heidi Heitkamp, referring, I think, to Chris Berg from Point of View. It was aggravating when she wouldn't speed up, and now she says something. Oh, speak up, sorry. It was aggravating when she wouldn't speak up, now she says something. After all this time, it's too late to make up for the silence, too late to get my vote back. All right. Got it. So, do we have an answer on Rev yet? No. That's the one we're looking for. Yeah, okay. John, let's get to John on the road here. Hello, John, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Morning, Scott. I wonder, as long as you're out in Washington, D.C., if you can talk to Kevin Kramer about the e-log situation that's going to become in effect on March 1st. It's going to change a lot of truck drivers.
Is this the one that's been in the works for a couple of years under the Obama administration?
Yes, it is. It's supposed to go into play on March 1st. So if you could ask him about it, see if they're going to cancel it or not.
Yeah, he is actually up finishing up the retreat with President Trump in Philadelphia, but we'll have him on next week and we'll ask.
Listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Jill Morgan of Castleton. From financial managers to family farms to principal operators, men and women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the Soybean Board of Directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, our board encourages you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that are conducting elections in early 2017, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
I'll be quick about it. You know, the person who founded Planned Parenthood was Margaret Sanger. She was a racist. She wanted to get rid of the black population as quickly and as efficiently as she could. I mean, you know, they're slaughtering African-American infants at twice the rate of white infants. And this was what she wanted to do. This is what she proposed to do, which is why she started Planned Parenthood. And my second point, since Roe v. Wade, the amount of children that have been aborted, murdered, would fill up the city of New York, the city of Chicago, and the city of Los Angeles for every last man, woman, and child. You want to talk monstrous? There is monstrous. Thank you. Have a nice day.
So I want to take that caller's sentiments, and by the way, is exactly right about Margaret Sanger and the history of Planned Parenthood. If you've not yet seen it, Hillary's America, you may think, why do I need to see that? Hillary's gone. Well, it's educational in what it brings forward of a lot of chapters in history, well-known, tied to the Democratic Party that don't make it into the newspaper and the evening news. And one of them was the ties to Margaret Sanger and that. It's chilling. And I've known that, but seeing that movie, it really kind of crystallized the whole thing. It was done very, very well. So you're exactly right. I was going to say something else, but Betty and Max Bass, we're going to go to, and then we're going to chat with another one of the students on the mall at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. Betty, what's on your mind? Betty, are you there?
Are you talking to me?
I am, yes.
Student.
Not yet. She is next. I'm talking to you first.
All right. I'm concerned about a point of law. I don't understand why is it if a pregnant woman is murdered and the perpetrator could be charged with two counts of murder, the mother and the baby, why isn't abortion considered murder?
It's a great question. I don't know. I love our listeners. Oh, my gosh. Ask the Supreme Court. I completely agree. Now, that law, I don't think, is everywhere. It's in a lot of places, and you hear it used from time to time, but that's a head-scratcher of all head-scratchers. You're exactly right. Very, very good point. That's the kind of common sense they have in beautiful Max Bass, North Dakota. Thanks, Betty. Appreciate the call. All right. We do have one of our students on the phone from the University of Maryland. We've been chatting with a few of them here today on the program, and this is kind of fun to find out how this experience is from their perspective. And Anne Dijak, am I saying that right, Anne?
Yep, that's right.
Another of the University of Mary students on the mall as we speak right now. Set the scene. What's it like down there? What's happening?
It's awesome down here. There's so much energy. This year we got some pretty vibrant orange hats with our school colors on them, so you can definitely see our crowd of people in the northwest corner of the mall. They got some music going on right now. People are smiling, super joyful, just really excited to be here and to stand up for life.
That is so cool. And I heard some of the chants earlier today. You guys were, some sayings, kind of like you go to a basketball game, you go to a sporting event, you hear the kids saying some fun cheers from the cheering section. They've got some ones down for the March for Life. That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, we're super excited. We had a few rallies before the March for Life, so we gave the students the opportunity to learn some cheers, have some fun, and ultimately, we're here, to be a voice for the voiceless, and it's just awesome to see the young generation of people who are kind of taking the torch and ready to test the next era.
How did you become pro-life? What was the spark for you that said, I'm pro-life? Was it your parents? Was it something at school? What was it?
My parents have always been pro-life. But one specific memory that I have is that I was 8 years old and I saw a pamphlet on abortion, and I asked my mom, I looked at her and I said, Mom, is this real? Does this really happen? And she told me afterwards, she's like, I didn't know what to do at that point. I was so confused, like, God, why is she finding out about this right now? But ultimately, like, it's really led me to have a firm belief in what I believe in. So, yes, my parents are pro-life, but at a certain point, you have to kind of take that and decide, is that going to be your view or not? And I was able to research, and I started a pro-life club back home in high school. And so from then, we got the education, and it's just been an amazing journey since then.
Fantastic. I tell you what, I hope that is an inspiration to lots of families all across our listening area. That's really neat. Well, Anne, have a great time. Good luck with those cheers and chants.
Awesome.
And,
Thank you.
Yeah, such a joyful, wonderful group of folks that just so full of life and standing up for life. Fun to see. And where are you from, Ann, by the way?
I'm from Chicago, the Chicago area.
From Chicago, going to school at the University of Mary. Love it. Thank you,
sure
Ann.
Sure am. All right, thank you.
Andy Jack, our final student there. Thanks to Monsignor Shea and Jerome Richter and all the other students that joined us on the program today. So fun to hear from all of them. Monday, a little safety talk from the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI on the program. Also, we'll have the Northwest Landowners on for an update on what's happening at the North Dakota Legislature. More of your calls, questions, and comments. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs. You've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayo for 40 years. And actually, it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas. And we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with the hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.